We were talking about people that you most admire and like.
Well, like some teachers, other teachers. I don't want to give you the list of names.
I'm thinking mostly when you were little, though, when you were a child.
Todd. And some preachers.
Oh, some preachers, too.
Especially my uncle that named me.
Oh, what was your uncle's name?
Frank Quittenberry.
And he's the one that named you Ezra?
Yeah.
Okay. What were some of your happiest childhood moments? I'd have to have
a little time to get that together.
Okay, we'll skip over that and see if you can come back to it.
Right.
When you were a child, did you have any feelings about being black?
I didn't know what it was, but the only thing that I knew I was different color to some other people in the community. But I didn't ever think of myself as being black.
Right. Did you have any feelings about whites when you were small, when you were just a little
Well, boy? You know, about how you would feel when every time you couldn't relate to people and just live next door.
Right.
I'd have the same feeling that you have today about people that right around you.
Right, okay.
That you can't relate to.
Yeah.
For no reason of yours at all.
Right. Nothing you've done, but they just don't relate to you. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you could have changed one thing, any one thing about your life, what do you think it would be?
I've always wanted to be accepted as just another human being.
Mm-hmm. But don't think you have been?
Not to this point, because there's still strife among the races.
Oh, I see. You don't feel that. You feel there's too much strife
Because
among
I'm
the
not
races.
Counted. Uh-huh. You remember that picture I showed you the other day about I was the first black to run for political office in this county.
Yes, that was real interesting.
You see what that photographer waited. I was delivering my presentation.
Right.
Caught me at that particular, especially, but he didn't do the other thing.
Huh.
If you don't mind, it won't take me but a second to get it.
Oh, please tell me about it.
No, I got to get the picture.
Oh, I saw the picture, and I understand.
You saw
the
my face
making.
Was all?
Yes, all kind of screwed up.
Did you see any of that in the others?
No, sir.
Well, you got the picture.
Right, I did. I see what you're saying. Right. And just a brief thing about that. Tell the tape what it was that you were running for.
I was first, I can't remember the year. But the first year when the state law required that every county would have a county council instead of supervisor council.
Right.
I was the first black to offer himself for one of those slots on that ticket in my county, Oconee County.
Right.
That ran on the first election of those five men. The amount of votes I got was number six.
You were number
That's
six.
That's how close I came to be elected.
Not only that, but it was a field of 14. I think that's good to note. There were 14 people that were running.
And you
were six out of 14.
I'm talking about
I'm talking about
five elected.
Right, right.
See?
Yeah, five were elected and your votes were number six, but there were still eight people.
I surmise that you understood that.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't say it.
Yeah, well, but the tape didn't know that.
That's right. That's right. I'm taking this thing as this is just a conversation between
me
and
you.
Yeah,
right.
But see,
who are listening to this aren't talking to you and me.
They aren't talking
that's
to me.
Why
and if they keep this and play it later on,
there'll
be people that didn't know that Ezra Warren Wittenberg ever lived.
Right.
And didn't know whether he was black or white.
That's right.
See?
That doesn't come out.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of any happy childhood moments? Did any come to you, or do we have to?
Well, we'd have to let that go.
Have to let that go?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Wittenberg, I think this ends our taping. I just want to thank you very much.
I've enjoyed every moment.
Well, it's been great. Thank you.
It's wonderful that y'all thought enough of me to come by.
Oh, we did.